Today on Train for Life, we're going to turn back the clock with just two moves. Hey, I'm Jeff McDaniel, and there's a lot of things we could talk about in terms of like reversing the aging process. You could talk diet, you could talk sleep, you could talk alcohol intake, and all those things are legit, but I'm going to give you two exercises that if you start doing today, it's going to make your body feel like you are dramatically turning back time. Now let's start with this. We know that there are four muscle groups that tighten with age. That means these muscles, as we get older, not only do they get tighter, but they get shorter. And those are the biceps, the chest, the hamstrings, which are the back of the legs, and then the hip flexors, which are right here at your hip pocket. These four muscles tighten with age. Now what's the result of this? Well, I'll give you an example I bet you've seen at some point in time. We used to have an elderly man walk past our gym each morning. Now, number one, this guy's probably in his mid-late 80s. I mean, much respect for him for still getting in a daily walk. But if you saw him, your heart would go out to him because he was extremely hunchback and he would just shuffle. You know, so I mean, number one, good for him for still getting in a daily walk. But what's happened to him? Over time, his chest has gotten tighter, his biceps have gotten tighter, and his hip flexors have gotten tighter. And he's literally being folded forward. By the way, going to most mainstream gyms, what are the guys working out on? They're doing bench press, which tightens the chest. They're doing bicep curls, which tighten the arms and biceps. And they're doing leg press, which tightens up hip flexors. You would think most guys working out would be slowing the aging process. In many cases, they're actually aging themselves through their workouts. And it's not that we don't work these muscles out, but we do need to stretch what is getting tighter, and I'm gonna show you how to do it right now. Now let's start with something basic and equipment free and something I know you have multiple ones around your house, and that's a door frame. So I'm just gonna position my forearms inside the frame and then step forward with either leg. Now what am I doing right here? I'm literally stretching out the exact muscles that are getting tighter on me. That is my bicep, the chest, and the hip flexors. And I could do 30 to 60 seconds per side. And man, that's an easy corrective stretch that you can do just around the house. Now, you could also take a towel or a band. If you got a band, I prefer this because it has more flexibility than a towel does. But a towel will work. And just push this back behind and step forward with each leg. Again, what does this do, man? This opens up the whole front of your body right here. And great for shoulders. It's a corrective stretch for your back. And it'll open up all the muscles are getting tighter. Think about what people do at home all day long. They're at their desk, they're typing like this, they're texting like this, they're driving like this. We spend way too much time in this position. It wrecks our thoracic spine. This opens it up. Now, another option, and this would be a little bit more advanced, is to access like gymnastic rings or a TRX suspension trainer. And again, maybe more complex, more advanced, but it's the same principle. I can step in, and what I love about this is I can work different angles and positions. I can work some neck mobilizations. I can really press in right here. And this is such, if you got back issues, you gotta do this stretch right here, because most problems with your back is too much low back flexion that we spend through sitting. Now the second part of this, there's also four muscle groups that are weakening as we age. Those are the triceps, the back of the arms, the rear shoulders or your posture muscles, the glutes, and the abdominal wall. These muscle groups are weakening as we age. We got to strengthen them, and let me show you how. You can access a pair of light dumbbells, and we're going to perform a deadlift to row. So for this, think about hinging back at the hips, almost like trying to close a car door with your butt, and make a nice tabletop position at the bottom, straight line, head through your tailbone. And then you're gonna perform a row at the bottom, stand through the heels, hinge, row, stand, and I want you to smoothly inhale through the nose on the way down. Exhale up, inhale down, exhale up. Should be easy on the back, but hard on the glutes and the rear shoulders, those muscles you're trying to strengthen. Now, another option is to use a resistance band. And by the way, these are just so portable. You can take them with you anywhere when you travel or just on the road, and double up at the bottom. And I'll perform that same hinge pattern. And by the way, like if you've got a history of back issues, just modify the range of motion. You may not feel comfortable getting flat, you could come up at a higher angle, and you're still, if you shoot your hips back, you're training the glutes and the shoulders, which is what we're going for. Now, here's a great little mini turn back the clock workout. Perform 60 seconds of deadlift to rows, followed by 60 seconds of that chest stretch. And just repeat that for time, 5 to 10 minutes. And what's going on here? We're basically stretching what is tightening, we're strengthening what is weakening. And what is getting tighter? The whole front side of the body. Here, what's getting weaker? The whole back side of the body. This will build a better butt, stronger shoulders, it'll correct your posture, it'll realign you in so many great ways, it'll turn you from a hunchback to a hero quickly. Now, I want you to work hard at improving the health of your body, but not for your glory, for His. Why? Because He made you, and we are created in His image for His glory, and the way we take care of our body, our health, our hygiene, our work, all points to the grace and mercy and lordship of the God who works in our lives. If you don't know Him, reach out to me and I'll introduce you to Him, and it'll change your life forever in an incredible way. I'll see you next time on Train for Life.